Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 52 talking about the straps on a cow. We learned in a Mishnah at the end of the chapter, and a cow may not go out with a strap between its horns. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba cites a dispute between Rav and Shmuel. One says it's prohibited when placed for decoration or for guarding, as a cow does not need such a strong guard, while the other says it's prohibited for decoration but permitted if used to guard it. Rav Yosef says we could conclude that Shmuel is the one who says that it's prohibited for decoration but permitted if used to guard it, as Rav Huna Bar Chiya quoted him saying, "We rule like Chananya." This idea brings to mind, at least to me, the idea of Tsar Balei Chaim. We have to be careful when it comes to creatures, when it comes to animals, shouldn't cause unnecessary pain to animals. We should try as much not to paint animals as much as we can. That's why the idea of shechita, slaughter, although it seems inhumane, it seems barbaric, actually, it's proven, it's quoted that it's the least painful way for an animal to be taken out of the world, to be used. Hashem tells us that we could use the animals, we could eat the animals, we're supposed to benefit from this world, enjoy this world, especially everything He created, meat, chicken, and the like. But shechita is the most humane way to end their life. It is the most humane and least painful way for them to be killed, basically for the purpose of our eating. And that's why the knife has to be perfectly smooth, that there can't be any nicks, so that it wouldn't cause extra pain, extra tsar to the animal itself. That's also, I think, the idea of shiluach hakein. You know, you want to take the eggs, you see a nest on the way when you're walking home, you got to send away the mother bird and take the eggs for yourself. If you want to use the eggs, you can't cause an unnecessary pain to the animal, to the bird. You have to have compassion. You have to have mercy in your mind. If you want to take the eggs, okay, but send away the mother. Don't let her see the eggs taken away from you. If you have a dog, you have a pet, make sure you're actually supposed to, according to halacha, I believe in the Or HaChaim, you're supposed to feed your animal before yourself, because you have to take care of their needs. You don't want them to be an extra pain or any pain at all. So if you have an animal, you ever visit an animal, you take care of an animal, you see animals along the way, try in your mind to be as most compassionate as you can, not to have Tsar Balei Chaim, but to avoid them and to take care of them in the best way that you can, in order to grow your compassion, grow your chesed as a human and as an individual, as one of God's ambassadors here on this world. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 53 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.